5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Committee chairman. And we wanted to have him on today because there's this movie coming out. It's about Edward Snowden, you know, and it's a very sympathetic portrayal of him. There's a lot of talk in some circles as if Edward Snowden should become a person who is considered for pardon and be allowed to come back to the United States. And I think Representative Mike Rogers has a decidedly different take on that. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Brian, Larry, good morning to you, gentlemen.
All right, so what do you think about this idea that Edward Snowden was a heroic whistleblower?
Well, I think that whole notion is maybe romantic in some circles, but it is completely naive. We know for a fact that information that he disclosed made it more difficult to protect our soldiers operating in places like Afghanistan. We know for a fact that foreign intelligence services took the information he disclosed and changed the way that they communicate. And these are countries that, have nuclear weapons pointed at them. And so some notion that he has done some great service, it just defies the logic of how we protect the United States of America. And my argument is we got to put him in a room with the families of the soldiers who didn't come home because the enemy were successful in their attacks, or they came home without a limb, try to get their opinion on what they think of his so-called heroic activities of stealing classified information and then disclosing it to our adversaries.
Our data gathering and surveillance policies have been changed by law. They've been signed into law by President Obama, and Congress, of course, passed those bills allowing him to sign them into law. And those changes, even President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry and many people in Congress concede, were put into place because of the revelations from Edward Snowden. Is there, first of all, do you agree with the changes that were made? Should they have been made? And secondly, is there any redeeming aspect there, the fact that he was instrumental in inspiring changes to how we do our data gathering because of Americans' concern about their privacy?
First, a couple of things on that, Larry. And I was there for what those changes may or may not look like when I was back in Congress and as the chairman. And so here's what you need to know. The program that existed that he said caused him to want to steal something like 1.9 million files worth of classified information, which 95% had nothing to do with why he said he wanted changes, which I think is really important. That program did exist. It was found that it was not unconstitutional. They made some process changes to the law that I think improved it. I don't say that didn't improve it, but that program is still in existence today. So what you have to weigh that with against the fact that the information that he gave made it change the way terrorists communicate and allow them to get around their both law enforcement and intelligence ability to detect them. That in and of itself is wrong. The second part is he gave away lots of other information, which had nothing to do with the law that was changed, by the way, mm-hmm. on how our National Security Agency collects on foreign intelligence operations overseas, on military, on other things that help us keep the United States safe.
Right.
They also have subsequently changed. And, you know, he's in the loving arms of an FSB agent in Moscow, and he is a great propaganda tool for the Russians right now. And so some notion that he's done some great heroic thing is just wrong. And you can't empower one person who didn't use any of the outlets that were afforded to him as a contractor in the intelligence business to say, I think I have a problem with this. He didn't use any of that.
Right.
He just stole it.
Well,
he said, "This is, you know, I have the right to do this," and then he went off to Russia.
Yeah, I was just asking about the actual effect of what he did and how it affected our laws. But let me just ask really quick follow-up. What you just painted to us obviously tells a very clear picture, but I remember during the Bush administration, the New York Times had a series of articles revealing how the federal government was tracking financial transactions of the terrorists. It was a great way for us to actually find them and capture them and kill them if necessary. Because of those disclosures, it changed the way the terrorists moved their money around and stymied our government's ability to find them in the same way that you just described Snowden's revelations changed the way the terrorists communicated with each other. Who from the New York Times was prosecuted for that?
Well, but there was something a little different on that particular case. The law in and of itself was not changed. What they ended up doing is changing, again, the process of which the information is obtained. And so, you know, I think that is a fairly significant difference in those two cases. But you're right.
Yeah.
At any time,
the New York Times caused great damage to the war on terror and our ability to find terrorists, and no one from the New York Times was prosecuted.
Yeah, you will never get a reporter that is likely to be prosecuted. Yeah. My argument is the person who is talking to them, who gave away classified information, is not authorized to do so, should be punished.
All right.
Clearly fits Snowden's perspective.
Let me talk about this notion, though, that some people believe that really he is a hero. Here's Jill Stein, who is running for the presidency from the Green Party.
I would say not only bring Snowden back, but bring him into my administration as a member of the cabinet, because we need people who are part of our National Security Administration who are really very, very patriotic, truly patriotic to national security.
Now, what would you say to Jill Stein?
We are on live radio.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, don't test our dump button, Congressman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the stupidity of that is just monumental. So what she's saying is someone who stole classified information and disclosed it to our adversaries is more of a patriot than people who risk their lives trying to get the information to keep us safe in the first place. They're apparently not patriots. That is so outrageously ridiculous and unconnected with reality. It just makes my head pop off to think about it.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, thank you so much for joining
us. Go blue.
Thanks, guys. And go blue, and go offline here, and I'll use every adjective in the book.
Yeah, I bet. By the way, it's important to note, in the latest CBS News New York Times poll, Jill Stein, 4% of the American public want her to be president.
That's right.
That's chilling.
There it is, chilling.